You're listening to The Big Show.
They score!
With Russick and Rose.
He rips the puck off the bar and in. His second goal of the game makes it 5-0 Flames.
On the official home of your Calgary Flames.
Robbed by Markstrom. What a save. It's loose. And Markstrom makes another miraculous stop.
This is Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Oh, hi there. New week, new you. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. Why not? What? New week, new you.
This is so dumb, dude. Just right out of the gates.
Yeah.
Another fun saying from George. Let's get it, friends.
Get it.
New week's here. New week, new you.
Damn right.
We don't need a year anymore.
No.
I can completely redo my personality over the weekend.
It's never too late to change for the better, Matty. Never.
Maybe I'm going to come in on next Monday with a different personality. Okay. Try something different.
All right. Okay. Mix it in a little bit.
Mix it up a little bit.
We got a big show today. We are the big show.
In the name.
I'm still not warm to the name to me.
Yeah, it's the last three
letters. But at this point, we're stuck.
Last three words are the good one. Fine.
Hey, like, we're stuck.
Yeah, whatever. People know it.
Dan Schulman, the voice of the Blue Jays. Probably the number one play-by-play voice in all of North American sports.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely up there.
Yeah.
He's on the short list.
Iron Eagle. Is there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I believe Kevin Harlan is on that list.
Mm-hmm. I'm
thinking of guys that do multiple sports.
Nance.
He's not going to be doing as much. Well, he's doing football and golf. He's still got college. Yeah, yeah. So he's up there. So it's mainly CBS guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm spouting
Joe Buck
there.
Doesn't do anything anymore except for football.
No. Yeah.
Which is awesome for him.
He's paid bank.
And he just does NFL, Monday Night Football.
Fox,
he used to do baseball.
ESPN did ask him to do baseball, but he said, no, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't blame him.
I've done baseball.
Long season.
He's done a lot of baseball.
Like, you know what? My Sundays are... Yeah. No, you know what? I would like my Sundays back.
See, I love when organic stuff like this happens on our show.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who Dan Schulman thinks are the five best play-by-play announcers.
Like active?
Yes.
Yeah.
Active. Yeah. Because obviously, you have Bob Kolb and Scully, mm-hmm. like all those names are like right near the top mm-hmm. of the list. But who is active?
His power rankings?
Yeah. Like, I want to hear what the best has to say on who he thinks is the best. I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Or he'll be like, "Why ask me this question? You're putting me in a spot."
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be
two. No, but it's a question about mutual respect. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. It's not like I'm asking him who are the five worst.
Like, maybe we shoot him a text this morning before he comes on the air to help him think about it a little bit. That's usually how people prefer these things when rather than being put on the spot.
Okay,
just a little heads up.
All right, Patrick.
That's definitely what I prefer is a little bit of heads up, a little bit of preparation. Don't always get it around here, but that's fine.
Yeah, just tell him we were wondering out loud on the radio who he thinks are the five best play-by-play voices in North American sports. There you go. We'll talk to Dan Schulman coming up in an hour. Blue Jays finally won a game. That's fun. After getting completely outclassed by the Dodgers in the first two games of that series. They still can't hit. They still can't run the bases. But luckily, Kevin Gausman was good enough for them to win yesterday.
Yeah, how about Shohei Ohtani just putting a drive into one as the booze are raining
down? It just never made sense. Like, just because y'all...
He bet himself to hit a home run in that game?
Oh, probably not.
I'm just wondering.
Interpreter did, probably.
Maybe. Yes, interpreter.
Very bad.
His lackey.
Yeah, yes. Dan Schulman coming up at 7 o'clock. Luke Gazdick. Sportsnet NHL hockey analyst, former NHLer, host of the Mitzoff podcast, going to join us at 8 o'clock. He was up late. Your Edmonton Oilers won last night, Matty. 1-0 with a shutout for Mr.
Yeah,
Stuart Skinner.
Really deserved that one.
Yeah. They held on. They weren't that great offensively. They
My scored. Kings really let that one get away.
Yeah, they scored with a, quote, boosh bomb, which, yeah, it does make me gag a little bit. A boosh bomb.
Gross.
They win 1-0. Now they're up 3-1. They can, shockingly, they're up 3-1 against the Kings, who they always own. They're up. what a stunner.
It's so crazy how Drew Doughty and Anze Kopitar keep getting older and these series don't get any closer.
Hey, why don't you give us some help?
It's so crazy.
Why don't you give us some help?
Yeah. Oh, hey, yeah.
Where did Quinn Byfield go?
And not this guy. Not 80.
Yeah, no. Where's 80 bit?
Get this guy back on a bird and ship him somewhere else.
You're the draft expert on this show. Where was Quinton Byfield taken?
2.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He's one of their best players.
I know he is, but he hasn't. Last night, I need.
He's 20 years old. Okay. He's the last person that deserves to be criticized on that Kings roster.
Because I'm saying Kopitar and Doughty need help. They need help everywhere.
Well, yeah, you want to talk to me
is
about...
Is Fiala playing in that series?
Sure. Fiala, Dubois, talk to me about those guys all day. Yeah. Look at the big tickets out
Arvidsson.
There. He's actually been good.
He got robbed last night.
Byfield, though?
Save.
That's not... I don't think that's fairly fair.
Big glove save on Arvidsson late in that game for Stuart Skinner, and that's all they talked about post-game. Because I watched the post-game coverage.
Oh, I was...
Yeah, the ice was not the best in that matchup last night because they have 5 events a day at that arena, the crypto.com arena.
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't they arrest the person who named that name yet? Like, how is that still a name, the crypto.com? Is that still a legitimate
company? I feel like that one's still okay.
It was the Miami FTX.
Oh, that's Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah, he's
okay. He didn't name the Staples Center, whatever this
no,
is.
No, that's
okay.
Different, right. Different
crypto.com
cryptocurrency.
Is okay. Still around.
The Smoothie Center is still the best name for
Smoothie
any
King.
Arena.
Yeah,
Smoothie
that, King New Center. Orleans?
Yeah, yeah. That's still the best name of any stadium going.
Without a doubt, yeah.
So the Oilers win last night, and Elias Lindholm scores a goal that we've seen a million times for the Flames in overtime. That was such an Elias Lindholm goal. He was in front of that, just snapped it home. That's a beautiful pass. I don't know what Nashville is doing with it. I don't know how he was left that alone in front, but he was.
He
snapped it home.
I don't know. Looking back, it looks like Philip Forsberg is just checking literally nobody, but that's... I don't know what type of coverage Nashville's running. That's probably not what they want to allow. As you know, the centerman all by himself in front of the net after losing a board battle and then down in the corner. So, yeah, that's a tough one. Artur Seelov's getting into a little bit of game action, looking pretty solid.
Didn't I mention last week a little bit what we were potentially going to see Svilov
on left in your face?
Well, then he played.
I spoke with Jamie Dodd and Rick Tockett, and Rick Tockett was saying, like, he's not committed to Casey DeSmith here. It's totally anybody's... Not sorry, it wasn't Jimmy Dodd. It was Brandon Batchelor that said that. It was anybody's crease if something goes wrong in that. And they didn't go. They won game 3.
Yep.
But just try to change things up. He was all right.
Man, that to me, that's more about Nashville just gagging it away.
Colton Sissons, man.
Than the Canucks just... And credit the Canucks. Full marks for storming back and Brock Besser with the hat trick. But Colton Sissons has to shovel that thing home. And that game, that puppy's over. We're 2-2 heading back to Vancouver.
It is a tougher shot on the backhand. Coming down the wall, he's being checked.
It's not a layup, I get it.
But it should be in the back of the net, and yeah. I agree. That's why, like we were talking about it, it feels like a Patrick Stephon moment. Mm. The only thing it was missing was Lou on the call.
Yeah. That was one of the most electric calls ever and one of the most unlikely plays you'll ever see. And you'll never probably see that again in the National Hockey League.
The equivalence is that was not the playoffs.
Yeah,
this one happened in the playoffs,
yep.
And it was a much tougher shot, but in the end, it's just as monumental. Completely changed the game.
So
those last four, like, if you want to go back and watch some playoff hockey, like, the last commercial break of that game happens with, like, 5.5 minutes to go, and then the rest, it's just gas. Just incredible hockey for the rest of the way.
I saw the chugging of a beer out of a catfish yesterday in that Preds game.
I saw someone drink a beer out of a shoe at Live Adelaide.
It's a shoe! So, I was talking to Patrick about this. The most Calgary thing to chug a beer out of would be a cowboy boot, no?
Oh, yeah. Or
now, okay.
Or you can also do the slide down the hat.
Okay.
So down here's the cowboy hat.
Because I thought about here's the most. So when the Flames make the playoffs again, hopefully sooner than later. When the Flames make the playoffs again, would the most Calgary thing be ever that somebody chugs a beer out of a boot that Lanny McDonald just took off? That would be the most Calgary thing ever, though, would it not?
Yeah, that's.
Can you think of anything more Calgary than that?
Off the top of my head, no.
Yeah,
I certainly
but it has
can.
To be a boot that Lanny McDonald is wearing.
Yeah,
and he takes off said boot, pour beer in said boot, chug it down.
It would have to be a local craft beer, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there you that's go. Very, that's very Calgary.
Yeah,
probably original 16 or something in there. Yeah.
Well, I don't think
the beer of the Calgary Flames.
The beer of the Calgary Flames.
Yeah,
official beer, right?
So the Predators in trouble, but the atmosphere again, just electric in that barn. And again, I don't think the Predators are dead in that series. It's 3-1. It doesn't look good, but it's been tight. It's been very Vancouver. They won the one game. They had four shots on goal and somehow managed to win the game. So it's tight. Very tight.
But Vancouver's just—they're just better. They're just over. They overmatch them in every aspect.
Mm. Well, except for a net. But yesterday, Svilovs. I had it. I said it last week perfectly. And then today it's just I got a hitch in my swing.
You threw a little
all
bit
of a sudden
extra
I'm hitting chili dippers off the fairway. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You threw a little bit of extra euro in there.
Yeah.
She loves. Yeah.
I would like to know the Latvian pronunciation because I bet you I could kill it.
With my
Eastern European roots.
I bet you could.
Yeah, I bet you I could. So the Canucks win.
Loves.
And surprisingly, the Rangers swept away the Capitals.
Who could have seen this coming?
Nobody
this is like
this
Mark
coming.
Stone coming back for game one. How could we have ever
Impossible.
Seen this coming?
Impossible.
A shocking turn of events.
So
minus 37 in the regular season goal differential. Can't
Ovechkin
believe
didn't get
out.
A point in the series.
Yeah, he was terrible.
A point.
It was completely off.
Like not even a cheesy second apple.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Zero.
He barely had any shots.
His bid was zero.
Yeah. He was no good.
Yeah, well, they're done. And
did you see the players they had on the ice as they were trying to tie that game late? It was Alexi Protas. It was Hendrix Lapierre. TJ Oshie was out there. But, that's not really my point. My point is more, they're going to their young guys. They're young, early 20-year-olds that got a lot of work on the outside this year and are kind of trying to get this next phase in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think a lot of people, when you compare the Penguins and the Capitals, because that's what we do, you look at what the Penguins have in their cupboard and what the Capitals have, the time of darkness for Washington is going to be much slimmer, but also they've got less trophies in their cabinet. Yeah.
I said on a poll question yesterday.
I saw that.
We're going to get to that at 7:30 because there's lots to discuss with those two topics. That's why I haven't touched them yet. We're going to talk about those games on the Rose Report coming up in about 10 minutes, but I sent out a poll question yesterday, and I want to get the opinion around the room on said poll question. So we'll do that at 7:30, and that's going to morph into something we're going to do at 8:30.
Oh, okay.
Because it's always fun to talk about trades and fake trades.
Oh, okay.
Fake trades. Man, when are you...
Oh, I was just thinking, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah. No tickets today. What the hell? We have nothing to give away?
Nothing all week.
We hate our listeners? Is that what it is? Why aren't we giving something away? I don't know. We had pretty good things
last week.
We had a ton. It's been 14 minutes into the show, and it's been an electric factory so far. We have a visitor. We have a new intern again. It's a turnstile of interns.
They just keep...
More fresh meat today. Our man Gregor is in. Gregor, good morning. How are you? You don't have headphones? We can't get him headphones, GVP? All right. Well, Gregor, good morning. He doesn't have the headphones.
There's only one spot for headphones.
Just come in
there.
Here and talk. Just come in here and talk. Give GVP his headphones back. And now you guys are exchanging headphones, and I would be grossed out by that.
Yeah, a lot of
put them on
ears,
the board,
man.
GVP.
A lot of germs on your ears.
Yeah, I'll put them on the... Yeah, just have a seat there, Gregor.
Eye roll.
Yeah, jump in the big studio here. Patrick, help him out a little bit. Let me just set you up here on the old board, because it takes an hour to find... There we go.
We're all set up.
All right. Tell us about yourself, Gregor.
Well,
Am I on, Garrett?
You're on.
You're on the radio.
Double checking, yeah.
Mondays, am I right?
Let me tell you. So, yeah, my name is Gregor from MRU. And
what's MRU stand for, sorry?
Mount Royal University.
Thank you.
Mount Royal's Broadcast Media Studies. Was actually in a couple of classes with our board operator, Garrett. So familiar with him a little bit. But
Who's Garrett?
Garrett?
GVP, you mean?
Yeah, GVP.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll go with the nickname.
Garrett, how is he as a student?
He was pretty good, I guess, yeah.
You don't know?
Yeah. GVP feels like a stay-in-his-lane type of guy.
Hold on, GVP, did you ever work together in a group setting, and did Gregor pull his weight?
No, we never did, actually. I was a lone wolf at school. Show up, do the job, get out of there.
Shocking.
Okay, yeah. Well, I actually bang some weights and then leave the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so continue, sorry.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, I was in classes with Garrett, just graduated here just like a few weeks ago. So,
oh, wow.
Just getting my work experience in now. It's been a good time here. Got to obviously be on Sportsnet today and Flames Talk.
Oh, sorry about that.
Did they put you on the air?
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay. No. Well, we put you on the air here.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
That's what we do here.
We run a tight ship in the afternoons.
Yeah. Well, but Sportsnet today, come on.
Yeah, but nothing.
Could have been on a little bit.
Nothing tight happens here.
No,
loosey goosey.
Yeah, well, no, this isn't. No, this isn't. This isn't a professional radio show. We're just here to kill 3 hours and go nap. Yeah. So what?
Cashy checks.
Cashy checks.
Like Tommy Pham in Chicago. Yeah.
We're wearing ski masks every other Friday because we're Robin Rogers. So
don't say that out loud. Don't tell them.
So, what do you want to do? What's your aspirations? What do you want to do in this crazy business? First of all, I'd say go back to school and get a trade. But second of all, what do you want to do in this business?
I've always kind of been deciding on what I want to do. Doing right now, kind of being on air, was kind of the secondary thing I was thinking. But
what do you mean? Well, what's the first thing you want to do?
Yeah, maybe like producing. Kind of board operating, kind of what GVP does. I worked for Mount Royal Hockey, being their broadcast producer. So
okay.
Nice.
That was a fun year doing that. So
right. Got
to do that a little bit, enjoyed it, enjoyed the people I worked with. So maybe going down that path a little bit more.
Okay. You could definitely learn a lot from our man, Patty Dumas, over here.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a dual threat. He's a producer, yet also a terrific on-air personality. He is a dual threat, as they call in the business.
Okay.
Were you born here?
No, I was born in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Okay, so excellent. What's your favorite hockey team?
Sadly, Toronto.
And how do you feel about the 3-1 series deficit right now?
I mean, not good, I'll tell you that.
Really?
Really?
Huh.
I just kind of wish not they'd good. Lose.
Who's okay. Your least favorite Leaf right now?
Oh, wow.
Oh, least favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go with the obvious one. I'm going to go...
Which is who?
Mitch Marner.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'd say right now...
Because it's all his fault.
Yeah, no, I'd say honestly...
It's squarely his fault they're down 3-1.
It's not squarely.
Nobody else's.
It's not squarely, but it's mostly.
He's good at throwing gloves.
Sheldon Keefe's coaching either.
No.
Yeah, sick glove toss.
Yeah, and they can't win a game on home ice.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but that's the fans' fault, so let's keep pointing fingers at everybody else's fault.
No.
Is there any chance here? Does Joseph Woll get the start in game five here?
I think knowing Keith, he's not going to. I think it's kind of the fold your chips in kind of thing. I think give Joseph Woll some playoff experience.
Now, I was thinking about this last night, Gregor, and I'd love to get your opinion on this. Okay. Maddie, please chime in.
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember how Kyle Dubas was the boy wonder, and he's the youngest, smartest, sharpest GM with his pie charts and his spreadsheets? Do you remember that when he first came into the NHL?
Oh,
I don't remember the pie charts, but I remember.
His Microsoft PowerPoint presentations
really
about numbers.
Really
do you remember
swept
that
them
stuff?
Off their feet, eh?
Yeah, all that stuff, right?
MLS, he ate it up.
He didn't use a lot of star wipe, but he knew how to use it right.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
It ain't right, it ain't tight.
But let's be real. Star wipe is the best transition. It's far and away the best transition.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even think that's up for debate.
I like a good horizontal shutter, but to each their own.
Okay, all right. But it's not the Cadillac of transitions, the star wipe. So when Kyle Dubas came in to manage the team with his with his handful of like his notebook of information and his analytics numbers,
his calculators.
He's gonna. He's such a smart guy. Brendan Shannon's like, wow, this guy's gonna get us places. So let's fire this old crotchety GM who doesn't like facial hair on the team, who completely flipped around the culture of that losing franchise for about 3 years. Let's get the young guy in here because he's going to lead us to the promised land. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Gregor. And Maddie, please weigh in.
Yes, of course.
Pretty much anything Kyle Dubas now touches turns to crap. Who is hiring Sheldon Keefe after he ultimately gets relieved of his duties after this playoff run?
That would be no
The
one.
Pittsburgh Penguins? Maybe. Are they going to hire him?
If they fire Mike Sullivan, they won't hire Sheldon
What
Keefe.
A gigantic, Why? What a gigantic
Dubas
step
loves
back.
His guys.
Hold on. Yeah, because Sheldon Keefe's the only guy on this beautiful flat earth who can coach his team the way he wants to play.
A little early for that, but okay.
So you're saying... Give me your assessment. Here's a roundabout way of saying. Give me your assessment as Kyle Dubas' legacy as GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs, based on what you've seen in this series, because it's all coming to roost. And we'll get to Brad Treliving's terrible moves later on in the show. But go ahead.
Sick turnover, Revo.
Yeah. But he did flex his muscle when he came out. Great. Did you see that?
I did see
and then Tree was laughing in the box.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 look how tough he is.
Look at this.
Okay, go ahead.
Ha, 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 look at this terrible error I've made.
Kyle Dubas always said he had a plan kind of thing, kind of philosophy.
Well, it was the Shanna plan.
The Shanna plan.
It's important to have a plan.
He had his own. Well, it's kind of like we're kind of seeing it now. I hated when he left, like letting go of someone like Zach Hyman. He was very much against bringing kind of those guys back. Like I'd say like Mikheyev, I'm okay that he let Mikheyev go, but there's guys that I wish he would have taken a chance on or brought back, and obviously we're paying for
Hyman
that.
Hyman priced his way out of Toronto because they didn't have the flexibility.
And he never offered him a contract or anything, which kind of sucked. The fact that he didn't even do that was pretty bad to hear. But I'd say looking at it now, just seeing how good the team could have been, especially the expansion draft he lost me when he exposed Jared McCann.
Yeah, but they acquired Jared McCann to expose him.
Yeah. But that was... But you should have just kept him.
They should have just kept
him. Well, you don't think they could have used a 30-goal scorer?
I don't know. It's not my place.
So who could have they... who would have the other options?
There were some other guys. I don't recall off the top of my head.
They protected Kerfoot and Hall instead.
That's right. Kerfoot.
Alex Kerfoot.
Kerfoot. Yeah, Justin Hall couldn't lose him.
Yeah,
exactly. Had a fine year in Detroit,
Maddie,
but come on,
anything
guys.
Kyle Dubas touches goes to
essentially. The well, like you look at what he's done with this Penguins roster, right? He went and got Erik Karlsson. That was the big thing. That was his big swing that he went and did. And I don't know which trade turned out worse. Well, I think a lot of people thought it was going to be bad. That or the Pierre-Luc Dubois trade. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone who watched these guys with their eyes said, what you want if you are a winning team is not what either of these two players bring to the table. And sure enough, both those players have been terrible ever since the deal. The Karlsson trade, for me, is just like, what are you doing?
Well, at least they got Karlsson, and at least their power play was blockbuster.
Yeah, it was great. It was terrible.
Wait. It wasn't.
It was one of the worst in the league.
It was worse than the Flames.
It was.
Play. Like, if I would have told you that the Penguins would have a worse power play than the Calgary Flames, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
With those guys? Those Hall of Famers on the team?
The Flames' power play must be, like, third best in the league.
Yeah. Then they would have made the playoffs. But whatever.
Okay.
They would have. All right. So how long are you here for?
I am here on an 11-week kind of internship, so I believe...
11 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm here till, I believe, end of June.
So you're here 5 days a week?
That's
just
right.
Just rotating between the three shows?
Yeah, yeah.
So what do they have you doing on those shows?
I'm doing, like, practically everything, just kind of shadowing on the board, shadowing. So that was
cutting
Cameron.
A little film?
Yep, cutting a little film, especially Flames Locker Cleanout Day. Just kind of going through that stuff, and then... Of course, the afternoon producer, Shan, I help him out kind of.
I'm not familiar with that name.
Big Pidge.
Yep.
So, okay. And then just kind of, you know, helping him out with the social cards, all the kind of stuff.
All right.
Getting quotes, clipping them.
I'm sure we can think of something to put you to work.
Okay.
Is there an abstract golf or tennis tournament?
I was thinking. You know what?
Where do they
I already got it.
What?
Okay, hold on. Tomorrow we have a blockbuster guest.
Okay.
In studio. Do you know who's coming in tomorrow, Gregor?
I do not.
Donovan Bailey. Do you know really? Who Donovan Bailey is?
I do.
Please,
I
God,
do.
Tell me you know who Donovan Bailey is.
I know who that is.
Yeah. Donovan Bailey is was one of the fastest men in the world. Was the fastest man in the world at one time.
Mm-hmm. He didn't pull up. He's a chicken.
That's right. He's coming in studio tomorrow. We're all excited. That's going to be a great interview. There is 88 days to the Paris Olympics. What I want you to do starting tomorrow, I want you to take 30 seconds and give us what to look for in Paris.
What to look
Canadian-wise.
Okay.
They haven't even named a lot of the rosters yet.
No, but like
for teams and
like,
stuff.
No, but there's like somebody like Summer McIntosh.
Oh, I guess.
Beat Katie
yeah.
Ledecky again. The only person to beat Katie Ledecky in like 8 years in the pool. Like, I want you to give us a preview. A 30-second preview.
Can you try and get me excited for the Summer Olympics?
Yeah.
Because generally...
Okay, there you go. Get Maddie excited for the Summer Olympics starting tomorrow, a 30-second feature, which okay. we'll do in the 6 o'clock hour, or okay. maybe even at 8:30. I haven't decided yet. Because the other shows, you just sit there and listen. We put you to work on this show. So I want you to use, and you better use the whole 30 seconds, Gregor, but don't you go over 30 seconds.
I won't. Yeah.
It has to be between 28 to 30 seconds.
All right, deal.
On that's big time.
Yeah.
Because I've done updates overnight and during the Olympics. You only have, because it airs nationally, you have 30 seconds exactly. Make sure it's 30 seconds. You can't go over. Otherwise, you get cut off.
Yeah.
So 30 seconds. Get Maddie excited about the Paris Olympics.
Okay.
So we'll start that tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm giving you free reign. But you can't use like audio from like the Olympics and stuff. Otherwise, we'll get sued and something.
Yeah, we'll get in trouble. That's not
I know,
good.
The IOC will come and take us away because we can't
sudden,
give them gold Rolexes to award the Olympics to them.
All of a sudden, our fake show is a real show.
Yeah.
It's a big problem.
So 30 seconds to get Maddie excited about the upcoming Paris Summer Games.
All right.
Okay?
I think I can
starting
do that.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm turning your mic off.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Rose Report next. Lots of stuff.
We got lots of stuff, Coach.
Dan Showman at 7:05. Big Show. Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960. The Fan. It's the Big Show. Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960. The Fan. Powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. Top of the hour, the voice of the Blue Jays on Sportsnet, Mr. Dan Showman. At 7:30, I sent out a poll question yesterday. We're going to go around the room and discuss that poll question because I think it was a bit of a head scratcher. It was a, I wonder which one. We'll do that at 7:30. And Luke Gazdick at 8 o'clock. By the way, GVP, because you're such a lazy guy taking one day off last week on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
You missed the great songs Connor was playing.
I listened back to the podcast. He had an interesting song choice for the intro coming on when Cron was in.
Yeah. Well, he had like Avril Lavigne.
No, he played Vanessa Carlton. Making my way down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
He didn't have Come On Ride It for the Morning Report.
Oh, gosh.
Making my way downtown.
I probably should have built like a little booklet or a rundown just in case, but
yeah, no, what you should do is you should have a lot of drops and stuff from our show in unnamed folders like Alex used to.
Yeah,
no, he just locked it in a different folder that nobody could get
so yeah, nobody knew where it was.
He made it a local, not a network.
Yeah, there you go.
What a guy.
Making my way downtown, walking fast. Maybe we come back. Maybe we come back at 7 o'clock with Dan Showman.
Sure.
It's such a nice song.
Not
maybe
for Dan.
Some Avril Lavigne. What Avril Lavigne song would you like today too?
Oh, it's Skater Boy. Obviously,
okay.
It's always got to
be
say Skater
Happy
Boy.
Ending. But okay. All right, let's get to the Rose Report. It's brought to you by Motorworks. If you want a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast. Wait, before you play the drop, I had an idea. It's 88 days to the Paris Games, and we got our intern, Gregor. He's going to do Get Maddie Rose Excited. Gregor, how about we do that today and in the 8:30 hour? How about we get you to work already? Put the pressure on.
Wow.
Because radio is about pressure and timing. It's just like the part in the Shawshank Redemption where he was carving rocks. It's about pressure and time. So let's give you at 8:45, your 30 seconds on getting Matt Rose excited for the Paris 2024 Summer Games in honor of Donovan Bailey coming in studio tomorrow. Okay, we'll do that today. And I like how you sat up and got all perked up.
Oh, I got to do something.
Yeah, because I just don't want you sitting there for, I want you to get to work, get cracking. All right. Okay, hit the splitter now.
Marty Rose.
Matt Rose.
Matt Rose.
Adam Rose.
Rose and Blue.
Matty Rose.
Matty Rose.
Oh, good morning, friends. As my friend George likes to say, new week, new you.
Damn right.
Pitter-patter, lads. Let's get after it. We got so much to tell you about from the weekend. The Wranglers. How about it? On to round two.
Hey.
Upset the Roadrunners.
Saw that.
Got all the details for you. Plus, playoffs roll on in the NHL and NBA. We've had series come to an end on both sides of that. Jays hosted Ohtani and the Dodgers. Some golf, some local notes. And, yeah, that's pretty much what we're going to get to today. But it's going to take up a lot of time because...
We got lots of stuff.
We got lots of stuff. Start with the Calgary Wranglers down in Tucson to face the Roadrunners for the opening round of the AHL's playoffs. Three-game series, all in Tucson. Calgary won the first game on the back of a 46-save shutout for Dustin Wolf. Ooh. Friday, the Roadrunners would solve Wolf first. It was the former Edmonton Oil King, Dylan Gunther, scoring on the power play late in the first period. But the Wranglers would answer. Sam Morton gets his first AHL playoff goal 52 seconds later, so tied at 1 after 20. Wranglers had their first lead off a tally from Riley Damiani, but the Roadrunners followed that up, a goal by the former Stockton Heat member Justin Kirkland. Once again, though, it was Calgary answering quick just 26 seconds later.
Sends it back to Soloviov. He's got a step. Soloviov scores! Elias Soloviov, the blue liner, with the reply in the second period, and Calgary's got the lead once again.
Ilya Soloviov, nice dish from Matt Coronato. Wranglers got their lead back just 26 seconds after Tucson had tied it. Into the third we go. Little insurance from one of the Flames' top prospects.
Here comes William Stromgren all by himself into the Tucson zone. Stromgren splitting the D. Stromgren! Bottle flip! What a goal! William Stromgren, two-goal lead! Oh, baby, that's for you, Bob Cole! What a finish!
Split the D, knocks the bottle off the net. Not a bad tally from William Stromgren. Made it 4-2. A big one. The Roadrunners would score late, but they don't get another one. 4-3. The Wranglers sweep as the underdog seventh seed. Dustin Wolf stopped 40-43. Stromgren had 2 points, including the goal. Klapko with a couple of assists. Now they face the first-seeded Firebirds in the next round. This time, 5 games. First two in Calgary, then games 3, 4, and 5 on the road. That means that the 2 home games Friday and Sunday, very, very important. You win both those, you only got to win one more on the road.
You know, I know why some of the playoff format is what it's like to cut down on travel and costs in the American Hockey League. But is that fair for the number one seed to start the first 2 games on,
no, you
on the road?
It can mess you up. If you drop either one of those, you're down 1-1, and then you got to take, it's the best of three the rest of the way. With, like, I mean, I get it, you're at home for those best of three, but still.
But Calgary sweeps the 2 games at home, and they just got to get one on the road in the next three?
It's not ideal.
No, it's not. No. I don't think it's particularly fair, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Call the advantage. AHL commissioner.
Okay.
Exactly.
The AHL commissioner.
Oh, Scott Housen.
Oh, okay. Well
take
done.
Take your word for it.
Yeah, so president of the AHL.
Games 1 and 2 will be Friday and Sunday, 7 o'clock and 4 o'clock starts. We will have them on the radio, but head on down to the Dome. Support the boys.
Are you going
to
be on the call for any of those?
I will be on the call for both those.
Oh, look at you.
I believe. That's
yes, you will. And GVP will be doing pregame with Logan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I just got to find a way to get down to Coachella Valley for games 3 through 5.
That'd be all right.
That'd be good.
Do a little remote broadcast.
Just grab Art's credit card.
Let me say the text to Art did not go over well when I thought, hey, what are the chances?
Oh. Why can't you sneak on the Team Bird?
That's what I said. All right.
They have no seats?
That's what I said.
What if you were a stowaway and you snuck onto
that's
the
That's what I said.
Yeah.
All right.
Putting
so
in
you
a
have
kennel.
A passport?
Yeah, I do have a passport.
Damn right you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not a criminal, I don't think.
Well, they let me in last time.
Okay.
He's just there.
All right.
So there.
Will they let me back? We'll find out. All right, Stanley Cup playoffs. Let's focus on Sunday's 4 games before we get to the 2-game slate tonight. Oilers and Kings is where we'll begin. Big Save Dave getting the start for the LA Kings. My goodness. Also, Jack Campbell and Philip Broberg were recalled by the Oilers. It's mostly because Bakersfield got swept out of the AHL playoffs, so figured they'd get him back on the roster. Physical first period, Kings getting robbed, even though they had the better shots. Defended against Big Save Dave well, only four shots allowed in the first period. A little bit later on, through 40 minutes of play, we would have one goal. It came after Englund lost his stick and was given a holding penalty. Can't take penalties against the Oilers.
Cuts left, swooping, dishing, Draisaitl, one-timer, Bouchard scores, and it's 1-0 Edmonton in game four.
Absolute bomb from Evan Bouchard. He got all of it.
Yeah, it was like 94 miles an hour. McDavid and Draisaitl the assists because, obviously. Kings power play stinks. The Oilers were really aggressive on it. Riddick made a big stop on Draisaitl late in the game, but in the end, it's Stuart Skinner who's the bell of the ball. First NHL playoff shutout, 1-0. Outshot the Oilers 33-13. Skinner stops all 33. He was really good.
You got to give credit where credit's due. He's a guy that early on in the series, he was struggling, couple bad bounces, but that's his, probably his best game as an Oiler in the playoffs, and I don't think it's close. Last night, he was great. It's a tough spot. Get that team to a 3-1 lead, and he was fantastic last night. And all they kept talking about post-game is, that's what good teams do. You got to win other ways. We can play any game we want. We can outscore you 9-8, or we can win 1-0. Okay, calm down, because that's how they want to play, 1-0. All right, keep your pants on, Edmonton.
Oilers are leading that series 3-1 now. Canucks and Predators, Artur Seelov's getting the start between the pipes.
Did I call that or what?
Give yourself a pat on the back, George.
I did. I don't know why you guys ever doubt
Boom,
me at this
nailed
point.
Nailed it.
Why I ever doubt
yes,
you at this point.
Yes, ever.
Ever.
I said last week, they're like, you GVP, back me up. They're like, you crazy he's going to play in this series.
Tell GVP what you said about John Cooper.
I said, I wouldn't be, again, maybe it's time for him.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'm just saying, he might decide.
He might decide. The only way that he leaves, it'll be similar to like what the only way he leaves, it'll be similar of what Paul Maurice did in Winnipeg and said, I can't take this team any farther.
That's what I was talking
about.
That's
different than canning the guy.
They were a different team with Sergachev, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know how he came back.
How did that, did they glue his leg and then he decided to play? Is it made of paper mache?
We can rebuild him.
Yeah.
Cyber Cop.
He's million Robo dollar Cop. Man.
Cyber Cop.
It's the.
Damn it!
It's the $6 million
man. $6 million man. Yeah.
Whatever.
Steve Austin.
It's all the same.
Steve Austin.
That's his name.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Stone Cold.
Not Stone Cold?
Not Stone Cold.
Not Stone Cold. Yeah. It's before Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm going to try this tomorrow. Predators were holding it down. They had a 3-1 lead in this game as they were taking on the Canucks. And then things started to change. A little bit of a signature win, perhaps, for the Canucks. First, this.
Back to Hughes. Left side into the middle of the ice near circle. Miller down low. Lindholm scoops it across. Besser scores! Brock Besser at the side of the net scores his second of the game in tight. And the Canucks get a 6-on-5 goal to cut into the Nashville lead. And they've still got 2 minutes and 47 seconds left in the third period.
Yeah, so they pulled the goalie with like 3.5 minutes left. They get one, so now they're back within one. They get the net empty again. And how about this chance for the Predators?
They dump it into the Nashville end. Yoshi back to it on the end boards. Clears it high around the wall, far side. Ryan O'Reilly gets it out to center. Hughes at his own line, poked it free. It comes to Sissons, left wing, into the Vancouver zone. Backhander, he hit the post, but it stayed out. And Hughes clears it all the way down. This is going to be icing against Vancouver. So Shelovs will be forced to go back into the goal. Canucks inches away from losing game four, are still in it now.
You know what they say, George? Game of inches.
Yeah, yeah, they sure do.
So he hits the post. The net is still empty, and here comes Brock Besser in the dying moments.
High slot, Pedersen, left circle, Miller, shoots, stopped by Soros, rebound, off the outside of the net, the Besser scores! Brock Besser on his own rebound, ties the game at 3 with 6.2 seconds left in the third period. Besser picks up the hat trick, and the Canucks come all the way back, down 3-1 with 3 minutes minutes left, and this game is tied.
So that game tied real late in the third. I have a question. When you guys watched this goal, what stood out to you about it?
Quinn Hughes.
Yeah, the Quinn there Hughes it is. Yeah. Put in poor Gus Nyquist in the spin cycle. Yeah. Yo, it takes Nyquist so long to get back on his feet because he is so turnstiled by Hughes at the blue line. Unbelievable. Ties it late. Off to overtime we go. Didn't need much.
Zadora behind the net for Garland. In front. Lindholm scores! Elias Lindholm wins it for the Canucks. 102 into overtime. He beats Juuse Saros from the slot. And Vancouver has a stranglehold on this series. They lead it 3-1. And they win it in Nashville 4-3.
Crushing.
That's a demoralizing one.
That's a tough one.
Predators.
And again, hat tip to the Canucks for starting back. But that, to me, that's more about just Nashville gagging that thing away.
It's 3 games in a row that Nashville's just completely suppressed shots from Vancouver. They're trying to, you know, keep everything, nothing crazy. I know Besser still gets the hat trick, but Nashville's done such a good job for what they are as a team in this series, and only to be down 3-1.
Well, Pedersen's been
A ghost.
He's been a ghost.
Two points.
And that was the most Elias Lindholm goal ever, too.
Right in front alone?
In front and just there.
Chilling in front all by himself. It's no like, mistake.
It's like Johnny Gaudreau was just slotting him the puck.
Yep.
That's essentially what it was.
Definitely, what, Dakota Joshua and Connor Garland, I think he was out for a rip with.
That's his lie, yeah.
All right, let's get to the Jets and the Avalanche. No Brendan Dillon cut bad in his scrum as the final whistle blew in Game 3. Hoping for Game 5, Logan Stanley drew in instead. Avalanche all over them early, had a 1-0 lead before the first 10 minutes were gone. The Jets would get that back on a real nice shot by Nate Schmidt, but then in the second, the wheels fell off.
McCarr lets it go, tip, score! It's the choo-choo train pulling into the station! Ends up going into his chest, McCarr right up the middle, McCarr holding, shooting, he scores! All hail Kale! McKinnon at the circle lets it go. Tipped down by Lekkonen. Nichushkin, he scores! All aboard! All aboard!
Connor McGahee with call. The Avalanche scored 3 in the second period. The Jets took 4 penalties. They killed the first 2. They got scored on the latter 2. This ends up being a 5-1 win for the Avalanche as they also push the Jets to the brink.
You know what I saw floating around on social media? Even some prominent hockey people talking about Cale Makar. I'm like, haven't we been talking about that? We talked about this on this show for months and months and months. To me, the second most untradeable player in the NHL is Cale Makar. After McJesus. That's it. And people are like, oh, look at Cale Makar yesterday. Yeah, no kidding. The guy's an electric factory. He's the best defenseman in the world. He's going to be on that list of incredible defensemen who's ever played the game. And it's going to be great to see him skating in the new rink here as a member of the Calgary Flames. I keep pushing that.
That goal he scored to make it 3-1.
Was video game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hit the turbo button on the old controller.
It?
You can't.
Yeah, and then just 90 miles an hour wrist shot off the rush.
Like, the Quinn Hughes play was incredible, but Cale Makar is just, he's just at another level.
My favorite part about the Quinn Hughes play was Nyquist trying to get back up and just being completely
And you know what's crazy, too? Like, Nathan MacKinnon's going to win the Hart Trophy, but he's not the most important player on that team. Which is bananas. It's Cale Makar.
Mike Kelly, NHL, he's got a...
You disagree?
Hockey analytic guy. Of Nathan MacKinnon's stats in the last three playoffs, 41 for 50 on his entries. So 82% he gets into the offensive zone. 27 of those entries have led to scoring chances. Average number of entry successes and chances created off of them over the last two playoffs are 65%. The guy is disgusting. Yeah, Jets just don't have an answer.
He's that guy that he's a unicorn, just like McDavid is. The guy skates, plays every single situation. He's electric offensively, shuts you down defensively. It's just
Avalanche up 3-1. Yep. As a result, the dude's been lights out and continues to be. Rangers and Capitals. Rangers looking to be the first team to advance to the second round, trying to sweep the Capitals.
Panarin at right wing drags it to the hash marks. Panarin leaves it back for Fox. Fox pass to the far wing. Zibanejad out to Panarin with a shot. He scores! Artemi Panarin on the power play. And the Rangers take a 3-2 lead.
Early power play goal in the third period. That would be pretty much it. 4-2, the final score as they hit the empty netter as well. They sweep the Capitals. Nobody surprised.
No surprise. And then something we talked about on Friday, you want a team to win a Stanley Cup? Get past a series quickly. And that's what the Rangers did here.
Ovi stat line, gross for this series.
He only had five shots in the entire series and no points.
Yep.
But just five shots, that's it?
Tonight, the Lightning and the Panthers, Game 5, Sportsnet West at 5 o'clock. Florida's up 3-1. Stars and Knights from Vegas in game number 4. The Knights lead 2-1 after Dallas pulled out a crazy overtime win on Saturday.
That was a bad goal in overtime to let in.
Long game for Logan Thompson.
Yeah.
Other notes, the Islanders beat the Hurricanes in double overtime. That'll force a Game 5 tomorrow. And the Bruins beat the Leafs 3-1 Saturday night. They can end the Leafs season tomorrow back in Boston. William Nylander returned as well.
More on that coming up at 7:30, along with what happened last night in Colorado.
Jays were hosting the Dodgers this weekend. Shohei Ohtani making his first visit since he signed with LA in the offseason. Game one, his first at bat.
Looking at Freeman, delivers the pitch to Muncy, who hits a high fly ball. Springer jogging back, looking up. See you later. A skyscraping bat blast from Max Muncy. A three-run shot. It's 6-0 Dodgers with nobody out in the third.
That's my bad. That's not Ohtani's first at bat. That was Muncy making it 6-0
in
the third.
That was game out of
range. That was when the game ended. Yeah. Ohtani had a home run in his first at bat. It was a solo shot. It was while he was being booed. It was.
I like all the people. Should they boo Ohtani?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Him. Let him know.
Boo that man.
Boo that man. So they lose the opener to the Dodgers. Game two, Yusei Kikuchi on the bump.
Left-hander comes set. A deep breath in his 40th pitch of the day. Smoke to right field, a base hit. In to score, Páez. Up to second, Taylor. It's a fourth hit and a second Dodger run this inning and a 3-0 LA lead overall.
So they would win that one by a 4-2 score. That meant Sunday trying to avoid the sweep. Kevin Gausman was on the mound. He was a very good. And the Jays had some offense, too. How about the locomotive putting a charge in one?
3-1 is hit well, right field, chasing Páez back, he turns, it's gone! First home run of the season for Alejandro Kirk, and the Blue Jays lead 3-0.
First chug around the bases for the choo-choo train, locomotive Kirk with his first dinger of the season, made it 3-0. Some great defense as this game went on, George Springer.
1-2 pitch to Freeman. And he hits it high and deep to right. Springer chasing it back at the track. Leaps and makes the catch. Second nice one for the Blue Jays outfield on the warning track today. Two outs.
Yeah, Varsho had one as well. Kevin Gausman had 5 strikeouts over 7 innings. 5 hits allowed, 1 earned run, and 0 walks as he was looking like his old self. First win of the season for Gausman as well as they take that one by a 4-2 score. Jays started 3-game set with the Royals tonight. 5:07, first pitch, Sportsnet 1. Yariel Rodriguez for the Jays.
Ask Dan Schoen about your nickname.
I don't know if I'm going to. Last time didn't go so well.
Okay, but Dan might use it. I doubt it.
I doubt it. I doubt he will.
He's coming up in 10 minutes.
To the hard court, 4 games yesterday, 3 tonight. We'll rip through these quick. Embiid had a double-double, but Jalen Brunson had the more impressive double-double.
Brunson's got it to get it across the timeline. Embiid is running with him. Brunson does. Gives it to Hart on the left wing. We're down to a minute to go. Brunson on the left side. Brings it to the foul line. Flips it up. And in! And the Knicks have a 6-point lead in the final minute. Timeout, Philadelphia.
47 points for Jalen Brunson, a career playoff high to go with 10 assists. The Knicks won 97-92. Philly had multiple double-digit leads, but they lose at home, and they now trail 3-1 going back to New York. And Embiid was mad that the crowd had too many Knicks fans in it.
Yeah, there was a lot of Knicks fans there. And again, the Sixers are going to be another season without a deep playoff run. But by the way, Kyle Lowry, you got to tip your cap. He is the master of the flop. Nobody flops around like Kyle Lowry. That call late, oh, it's just a chef's kiss.
Clippers and Mavericks from Dallas. No Kawhi. Mavs looking to take a 3-1 lead back to the West
definitely
Coast.
Definitely with a knee injury. Are you kidding me?
Down in Dallas, Clippers had a huge lead in the first half, up to 31 points at one point. Then they let the Mavs come all the way back. They got the crowd involved, made for an exciting finish.
In the near corner with 10 to shoot. PG 13 working on Derrick Jones Jr. with 7. Sidestep right corner. 3. Hits! Paul George! Retake the lead, 107-105.
They would go on to win it 116-111 and tie that series at 2.
James Harden, the beard, was great down the stretch, too.
Bucks and Pacers, Indiana looking to win a third straight game in the fourth game of the series. Indiana pulled up from beyond the arc and pushed the Bucks to the brink.
Now a bounce pass to Halliburton. Halliburton to the foul line, into the corner. Turner is all alone and hits another 3. That's the capper. Pacers are going to win game 4. They're up 17 with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play.
Franchise record 22 three-pointers for the Pacers. 126-113 victory. 3-1 lead headed back to Milwaukee. Still no Giannis in sight.
And Dame Lillard didn't play yesterday either. That's a problem.
Finally, the Timberwolves are trying to sweep the Suns in Phoenix. A lot of chatter about Anthony Edwards going up against his childhood idol and Kevin Durant. And boy, was he ever reaching for the crown in this series.
113-111. Ant one-on-one against Bradley Beal. Beats him baseline. Rises and hammers. What a finish by Anthony Edwards. Big-time dunk by Ant. 27 points in the second half. And he rocks the rim and oohs and ahs even from the Suns fans here in the building.
How about 40 points, 9 assists, or 9 boards, 6 assists in a 122-116 win over the weekend, sending his idol packing in a sweep. Suns were healthy. They get no wins in the playoffs.
So much for the big three of Durant, Beal, and Booker. Done.
That's it. Yep. Here's your schedule for today. Celtics and Heat at 5:30. Boston leads 2-1. Thunders and Pelicans at 6:30. Thunder trying to sweep. Lakers and Nuggets go at 8. That's game 5 back in Denver as the Nuggets try to advance to round 2. Could we see KD and LeBron out in back-to-back nights?
Probably.
NFL draft. I don't know if there's anything that caught your eye this weekend, Patrick, but we did see this morning that Ezekiel Elliott has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. He is returning pending a physical. So that's interesting. Anything from rounds 2 through 7 catch your eye?
Quantes Stiggers.
Yeah.
Toronto Argonauts, CFL Rookie of the Year. He didn't get to go play college football. His dad passed away in summer of 2020 before he was supposed to play Div 2. He had to quit playing that, had to go help his family, deliver DoorDash, Instacart, all that stuff. His mom forged his name in the fan-controlled football league that they had, the 7-on-7 indoor league.
Mm-hmm.
She signed his name for that. He got in that, blew the league up. His film got sent up to Toronto. They signed him. And now he's in the NFL. Hell of a story.
Awesome.
Be rooting for that guy. New York Jet pick.
He was drafted
by the Jets in the fourth round.
Canadian University who got picked.
Oh, there's a UBC offensive lineman. I forget the name.
His name is Theo Benedict.
Yes.
Yeah. Signed in Chicago as a free agent out of North Van. Canadian University football's top lineman in back-to-back years. He was born in, I believe, Congo?
No, not that guy. The other guy who was a high pick. He was, what, fourth round? Third round?
The tight end?
Isaiah Adams.
Theo Johnson was the second Canadian taken by the Giants.
So Theo Johnson went to the Giants in round 4.
The kid who went,
Isaah Adams of Ajax, he's an offensive lineman.
Yeah, he was the highest Canadian. He was the highest Canadian.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, the O-lineman.
Yeah. And tight end Tanner McLaughlin of Lethbridge, Alberta, went to the Bengals
there you
in the
go.
Sixth round.
Ooh. Look at that, kid from Lethbridge on your Bengals.
Hooday. Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin and Corey Connors and Taylor Penrith showed well. It's the Zurich Classic. But they lost to Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy,
who got buckled after.
Rory's got pipes.
Yep. Yeah. Don't stop believing. Oh, and how was the home opener for the Cavs, Pat?
0-0. Cavs put 21 shots and only 3 on target. That's not good.
Yeah, but slow start. They got off to a slow start last year.
They're going to have trouble scoring here with no Meyer Bevan right now. He's not on the team. Trying to find out where the goals are going to come from. They haven't scored more than 1 all year in all their games. So. I know they had 3 in a week, so.
Okay. All right, time to get out of here.
All right.
Dan Shulman next.
And good night, and good luck to you, sir.
Motors Report is brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast. Dan Shulman next. Big Show, Russick and Rose, 960 The Fan.